Peters reporting some Jewish organizations in Southern California are holding events to show support for Jewish students in the face of campus protests.
At UCLA, the American Jewish Committee's Richard Hirschhout on KABC-TV says Jewish students have been facing intimidation and harassment by some pro-Palestinian demonstrators. One incident, he says, got violent even with security present.
This is not Vienna of 1938.
And it's different from the 60s Vietnam demonstrations.
Students weren't targeting their fellow students.
Student Gabby Lazarys with the group Bruins for Israel and says anti-Zionist sentiment is hurtful.
You are calling for the eradication of the state of Israel and you are calling for the eradication of the Jewish people.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department has announced the indictment of Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Cuellar's home and campaign office in Laredo, Texas were raided by the FBI in 2022 in connection to possible ties with Azerbaijani businessmen. In a statement, Cuellar said, "I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations. Everything I've done in Congress has been to serve the people of South Texas." He said he and his wife tried to meet with prosecutors but were rejected. Cuellar said he plans to run for re-election in November. I'm Bernie Bennett.
An experimental F-16 fighter jet has taken Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall on a history-making flight controlled by artificial intelligence and not a human pilot. Kendall said he came out of Thursday's flight in California, witnessed by the Associated Press, confident enough in AI's capabilities that he would trust it to fire weapons. An excellent day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 450 points, the Nasdaq rose 315, the S&P advanced 63. This is SRN News. Nobody's having kids anymore.
Well, not quite nobody, but fertility rates are alarmingly low in many modern industrialized nations, and experts are becoming concerned. Population decline will eventually be a problem, but in the short run, these countries, including the U.S., would experience a rapidly aging population and shrinking tax base. Why aren't young people having children? Analysts say it costs too much, women don't want to interrupt their careers, and family isn't as important to the next generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah public schools are rushing to prepare students and teachers as the state starts cracking down on any school found to be allowing males to use female restrooms and locker rooms. Although the law took effect when Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed it back in January, it was not being widely enforced before a key compliance mechanism came online this week. This is SRN News. The bowling alley that was the scene of a mass shooting in Maine is reopening. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Just-in-time recreation, the Lewiston, Maine bowling alley, where eight people were gunned down 6 months ago, is reopening its doors after a complete makeover. The renovation includes new floors, new paint, a new scoring system, and tributes to the victims. Two staff members died. Most of the other staff who survived are returning to work. The decision did not come easily to the business owners. Samantha Jaray gets emotional recalling the events of October 25th, when Robert Card killed eight people at the bowling alley before driving to a nearby bar and pool hall where he killed 10 more. It was the deadliest shooting in state history. Justin Jure was initially dead set against reopening, but says people in Lewiston rallied behind them. I'm Jennifer King.
They decided to keep the same name, Just-in-Time Recreation. They call it that because when they bought the venue 3 years ago, the previous owner was going to shut it down. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.